Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Everyone, I'm JC.
And I'm Chelsea. I hope you're having a great Tuesday so far. We're into August. Doesn't it feel like we just started summer like 2 seconds ago?
It's wild. I know this is, I saw a meme about this, how every month it's like, whoa, it's already, it's yeah. flying by. Like, it, but it really does feel that way. It's crazy. I can't believe, I mean, this year is like starting to be yeah. close to over. We're getting into like Christmas is going to come soon. It scares me.
I know. It's so crazy. People are starting school. Maybe you guys are back in school. You're getting your hot girl learning on.
Love to see it.
Hot girl education. Stay in school, you guys. Oh, you'll become like us. Successful, pretty, and everything that we want in life. A little quick life update before we get into today's
very special 10 favorite things episode.
Yeah. First off, I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for all of the love about the pregnancy announcement last week. You guys blew us away. Like the comments on the
pregnancy announcement.
Oh my gosh. Is this what pregnancy brain is? Like, I cannot think. I was telling JC, I've been reading so much. I do crosswords every single day. And I swear my vocabulary has gone worse.
Well, today, as we were talking, she's like, what's that word? It's going well. It's booming. It's like,
explosive.
I said,
explosive.
I'm like, it's growing. And then she's like, yeah, but it's a specific word. And then I said, exponential growth. And she's like, yes. And then later on, it was something else.
I know. I can't think.
That's so funny.
It's like my mind is literally just mush. But anyways, as I was saying, just wanted to say thank you guys. Like, I was overwhelmed by all of the comments, all of the messages, all of the well wishes. And I was just telling JC, like, our What We Said fam is truly just ride or die. You guys are the best community ever. You just always show up and just always blows us away. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone has been really nice and it's
supportive.
Just, I can't say it enough. It's just nice to get this off my chest that like finally I feel like I can be honest and like myself.
Be authentically living
yeah.
your truth.
Seriously. Do you have any life updates? Anything like, bad happened
on that
to
note,
you?
My phone camera got stolen. Amazing. I wrote down a few things that I wanted to talk about before we got into the episode. A lot of my life updates are favorites, you know,
yeah.
things I've been doing lately. So we'll kind of get into that. But you know what, you guys? I feel like this park that I went to was cursed. So remember, if you guys follow me on Instagram or TikTok, we went to Erewhon, which I'll talk about that in a favorites section. But and we got
spending
some breakfast.
Money on juices is your favorite?
Yes. We got some breakfast. We went to the park. I was trying to switch it up, the routine. I'm like, let's get out and do something. Let's go get breakfast, go to a park with Lady, let her get her energy out, all that. So we
I
went
love
to the park,
parks, but like it's so effing hot here.
No, like lately I've been annoyed by parks.
Yeah. We went to the park the other day too. And I was just like, we sat down for 5 seconds. I'm like, Nick, let's get the F out of here.
Yeah. It's not fun.
I'm miserable and I'm itchy.
It's so hot here.
Yeah.
It really is. So anyway, we got our food. We sat down. I didn't have a spoon, which like, it was an acai bowl. So I was like, I
no,
actually can't really
no
eat this. Like, so then I took the top off my matcha and to use as like a spoon. Very innovative, I must say. And then my matcha spilled all over the blanket. And I was so annoyed. The point of me telling this story is that that is also the location, I'm pretty sure, that my vlog camera was lost or stolen.
Was last seen.
It was last seen at that park. We vlogged at that park. And then ever since then, we could never find the camera again. And we were so confused because we're like, it just would make no sense for us to leave it there because we had a bag with all of our stuff in it. It just seems so odd for me to like put it on the grass and leave it. Like
that you wouldn't see it when you were leaving?
Yeah, when we were leaving, we were looking around, getting all of our stuff, packing up the blanket. And so we scoured the car, nowhere to be found. So I was so bummed because I lost my whole week's worth of footage, which is like, yeah, it was a Friday.
It didn't even happen on a Monday.
No, it happened on a Friday. So I had just like vlogged my entire week. So I was like, you're kidding me. I lost all of that, but most importantly, I lost the camera and the lens, which I guess that's not most importantly. Most importantly are the memories. But I'm just saying
more
now
important
I had
is
to,
the money, yeah, the monetary.
So then I had to rebuy a vlog camera, which then I realized after I bought the vlog camera that I actually had bought a separate lens that goes a little wider that's better for vlogging. So I bought that as well because I'm just so used to that lens and I think it's a lot better personally. So the whole setup was like over $1,000. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
This is so inconvenient. But you know I do it for the YouTube fam.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's kind of nice, honestly. The vlog camera is like a little bit of an upgrade. It's the same one I had, but it's like the Mark II version.
Yeah.
It's the Canon M50, if anyone's interested. So anyway, I'm like, well, it's kind of nice. I've had that vlog camera for years. So it's not like I bought it, you know, 2 months ago or something. So I've gotten my use out of it, but it was definitely an annoying part of my week.
Yeah. Hopefully it will pop up soon. Actually, maybe since you bought another one. Maybe
yeah, honestly, I hope it's just gone.
Oh, wait. Also, I wanted to say really quickly to a little self-promotion of if you guys want to follow my TikTok, I've actually been posting some of the, because I've gotten a lot of messages like, show us how you told, like, JC, show us how you told, like, your sister, whatever. And I'm going to slowly put out some of those videos. I've already uploaded some of them. So if you want to see that, go to my TikTok. It's at Chelsea Jade Curtis and some other video content of the pregnancy stuff if you were asking. So
cool. Want to hear what's next on my list?
Yes. Wait, not the currents? Does this is still life update?
This is still okay. Life update. Just like a random question for you.
Okay.
Did you happen to see the trailer for Addison Rae, the movie Addison Rae is starring in?
I saw like 2 seconds of it.
You didn't watch it?
No, I don't even remember where I saw it at either.
I just follow her. So I saw her post it on her story. It was like an IGTV. And so I clicked on it. I was like, I've actually been curious, like,
to see how her acting is.
Yeah, I'm just like, I feel like, to be honest, my expectations were low. This is the first time she's ever acting. So honestly, I was so impressed.
Really?
Like, it seems just like a cheesy, you know, kind of teenager movie. But as I'm watching it, I'm like, I feel like she's doing a very good job.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't cringing. I just kind of thought it'd be like, oh, you know.
Yeah, I didn't see enough to judge. I saw literally, I think, 2 seconds of one.
No, like, it was actually good. I'm like, I'm watching that movie 100%. Hmm. Like,
oh, I definitely want to watch it when it comes out.
Yeah.
We got to support our girl, Addison.
And Courtney's in it. Courtney Kardashian.
Really?
Is in the movie. Yeah.
Interesting.
And she's in, like, one of the clips. And it's just like, I'm like, this is going to be a hit.
Iconic.
Like, I feel like it's going to be good.
If it gives me, like, 90s, early 2000s, like, chick flick vibes, I'm down.
I feel like it kind of
like
is.
Even if it's, like, teeny boppy, like, I still love those. Like, another Cinderella story, kind of the same vibe.
I think
you know
it's
mean?
Going to be that same vibe. It's set in the present where it's, like, she's an influencer in the movie
oh,
as well.
That's funny.
Like, she, I think, or she's definitely posting to social media. So I know it's, like, set in the present, but it is kind of that vibe, like, you know, a little like love story where it's like a nerd and a jock, and like she's the, I don't know if she's like super popular, but I think she's like pretty popular, and then, you know, it's just like
interesting.
A cute little, I'm into it. I'm like, okay,
I'm down,
pleasantly surprised. So anyway, I was just wondering if you watched it so we could talk about it. But
no, have you watched, wait, did you say you haven't watched Outer Banks?
I haven't watched it, huh?
This is not one of my current faves, but everyone's been talking about season 2 because season 2 just came out and I started watching it, and it's kind of like that where it's just an enjoyable teen, like teens love that show, but so do I.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here for the teen drama. I'm here for high schoolers doing absolutely crazy stuff that just like would never actually happen in high school.
Yeah.
Kind of like Riverdale, like the first season when I actually watched Riverdale. I know it's probably gone like downhill since then, but.
Right. It's like, it still has you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah. I still like it. It's still entertaining. Outer Banks, like I like the actress. The main girl's a really good actress. Madeline Sarah Cameron? Klein. Yeah, Sarah Cameron. She plays Sarah Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys are cute in it too.
You're a perv.
I'm a perv. They're literally like 30-year-olds playing 16-year-olds.
Really?
Yeah, I think John B's 28.
Oh, wow.
And I think the other actors are around the same.
I feel like that's always how it is.
Yeah, I'm like, in high school, you want me to believe this man is 16?
Yeah.
He's got a full-on mustache. Like, there's no way. But I say that because Nick also thinks the girls are cute, so it's even.
Wait, what's his name?
The main guy?
Yeah, not his fake, like his actual name.
Chase Stokes, I believe.
Yes. Okay.
But the cast is good. They're all good looking people.
I'll have to watch
girls
it.
And boys.
Yeah, he is 28. That's crazy. Wait, I want to see how old she is. She's 23.
Yeah, they're dating.
They're dating
in real life,
right? Yeah, which is like, that's actually so cool that they're really dating. Yeah. It's awesome.
And they've been dating for a while. But she's a really good actress, I think. Anyways.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have too many shows. I kind of talked about this on TikTok a little bit, but I have too many shows, podcast things that are like on my list.
To watch.
Yeah.
To
I'm like, oh, I want to watch that. That I get so overwhelmed. Like, I'm just like, how will I ever watch all of this stuff and listen to all these podcast episodes and watch all these YouTube videos and also not be on my phone and be doing that all day?
Yeah. I know. It's rough.
It's so weird because it's like, I want to watch all these things, but I really think I can only watch one thing at a time. Like, even when you were saying, like, oh, I started this season and this season, I'm like, I cannot do that. Like, I'm watching Love Island right now.
Yeah.
And that's like, that is what I'm watching.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I can't watch anything else because then I almost get like
confused
and scatterbrained or something.
Yeah.
I
can usually watch something current and then something that I can watch at any time.
Hmm.
So, like, for example, Love Island, since we're all caught up, it's like, oh, I can watch that when it comes out. And then if I don't watch it that night, I can watch it the next day. But I also have to have something that's at my disposal at all times, that if I want it on demand, I can get it, which is horrible. Just way that people think these days, you know, impulsive.
Yeah.
But
instant gratification.
Just the way that I am, you know, and I'm okay with that.
That's okay. And I'm okay with that. Okay. So Curology is genuinely one of my favorite brands on this planet. I feel like it's kind of one of those things I just can't live with that at this point. I love their products. This is what helped me treat my acne for the first time. I tried so many things, and this was the thing that really helped me the most. So I am very excited that they're a sponsor for us. I actually had a friend that just came to me recently who was having some trouble with like adult acne, which I was like, this is literally exactly what happened to me. I started getting acne when I was like around 23, and I told this person, you should try Curology. It's the only thing that really did help me, and I just love them so much. So if you don't know what Curology is, basically they customize a prescription formula with three active ingredients picked for you to help tackle your skincare needs, whether that may be trying to take control of acne, or if acne is no longer your top skin concern, fine lines, dark spots, occasional breakouts, clogged pores. So you're going to start by answering questions online about your skin. And if it's a good fit, then Curology will match you with a licensed dermatology provider who will get to know your skin. And subject to consultation, you'll get a customized prescription cream to be shipped straight to your door to address your acne, fine lines, dark spots, and more.
I also recommended this to one of my siblings as well, who came to me and asked me about skincare, was having problems with acne. And I was like, you've got to hop on the Curology train. Also, JC had told me about Curology, and I wasn't struggling with acne at the time, but I do struggle with fine lines and like sun damage basically from years of being in the Arizona sun. And Curology has helped me so much. I feel like my skin is so plump.
Yes.
Now that I've been using Curology for almost a year now. And I get lots of compliments on my skin. And I have to, you know, tell you, you know what? It's all thanks to Curology. You can start your Curology journey just like I did with a free 30-day trial at Curology.com/whatwesaid. If prescribed, just pay $5 for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/whatwesaid to unlock your free 30-day trial. You can cancel anytime. Go get that glow.
Okay. If you guys do not have honey at this point, I don't know what you're doing, because it has saved me a lot of money, okay? No freaking cap. I have shopped a lot online this summer for summer clothes, and I'm talking like I've had orders that will be like $150 and it will save me $30 on the order, or $40, like a lot of money.
You
okay?
can get like two Aussie Ables for that.
Exactly. I'm saving lots of money. Okay, so we all shop online, right? And we've seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Honey is like literally for everyone. Like, anyone who does anything online and shops at all,
if your hand ever touches a mouse or a screen or any kind of computer, Honey is for you. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, okay? Close your eyes. When you check out the Honey, well, maybe open them.
A guided meditation. Close your eyes, everyone.
When you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion with a B, dollars in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. That's joinhoney.com/whatwesaid.
I feel like I should go first because my first current fave is Love Island. And we haven't talked about Love Island at all. And we should because yeah, we're both watching it. And Chelsea, you have been trying to get me on the Love Island train for a while. Like you have told me for years, you're like, it's better than The Bachelor. Like it's so good. You would love it. And I totally understand.
The hype?
Yes, the hype. I totally get it. I love that it's on like almost every night. The nights that it's not on, I'm like mad.
I know.
I want it to be on every single night.
Like we know they're there.
Yeah, it's like Tuesday through Friday is, and then a Sunday one or something. Is that what it is? Yeah, I think Sunday too. I'm like, but it's not even enough for me. That's how I know that I am obsessed. I love that it's on every night. It's like such a fun, not tradition, but like wind down thing that I'm like, it's a constant in my life at this point. It's like,
I know.
Okay, after, you know, work is done, and then I'm going to eat dinner and then shower and then we're going to watch Love Island.
Yeah.
So we can briefly talk about it for anyone else that's like watching it. Where do we even begin?
I know. Where do we begin? First
of
all,
we're watching the US version, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I posted about this on my Instagram. I was like, on my way, like it was a little funny picture of me walking. I was like, on my way to binge another season of Love Island UK. And people were basically saying like, yes, you need to watch the UK. I'm like, girly, I've been watching the UK one. That's the one I started with.
Yeah.
Before the US even had one, basically. And I do agree that they were like the OG, I believe, because they have one, Australia has one, and so does the US now. Mm-hmm. US only has three seasons. UK, I believe, is on their seventh, maybe eighth season. But their past seasons of the UK one, if you haven't watched, are so good as well for anybody who's wanting to get into the Love Island universe. It's different. It's a little crazier, I want to say. They're a little more savage. I feel like they're not afraid to hurt people's feelings. I will say about the US one, they're really nice to each other almost. Like,
yeah,
they'll fight a little bit, but for the most part, even the new girls coming in, like,
there's not a ton of like backstabbing. No. It's very much like
very
family,
civil.
Very civil, very mature.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Some of the UK seasons are more like, I guess, savage than other ones where they just go out of their way more like
to be crazy,
rile up drama. But it's just so much content. Like you said, like there's so many episodes.
You can just
binge on binge.
Like it's so nice. Well, I have to say my favorite couple and I can like say this, right? I'm not going to give spoilers. Honestly, at this point,
there'll
be a
current.
Lot. Well, I was going to say at this point when they hear this, there'll be a lot of more updates.
True.
So it'll almost be outdated. But we can maybe just like give a few bullet points. Like my favorite couple by far is Shannon and Josh.
Yeah.
Like I'm obsessed. I think they're so cute. I just like them a lot and I feel like they'll win.
Yeah, if they continue on to this road, I do see them winning.
Yeah.
Because I do think that Shannon and Josh are like the favorites, especially Shannon.
Yeah, she's had her moments, you know. She's had her moments where she's a little bit, you know, her fight with Will was a little bit much, but I feel like overall, she just seems like, I didn't expect to like her as much as I do.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Let's do like a brief run through of the cast real quick. Okay. So there's Shannon and Josh. One or two words. Great couple.
Great. Love them. Cute. Very cute.
Then there's Trina, who was with a couple people. I was listening to The Morning Toast and I was trying to like not have the same opinions as them. And I actually will say I have some maybe
differing,
unpopular opinions. than most people. I don't know. It was different than what they had. They were saying Trina like should go home. And I'm like, I kind of agree. Like, she's already tried it with a couple people. It doesn't really seem like
she doesn't give us great TV by any means.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of any scene that I was like, that was awesome with her in it.
She's drop dead gorgeous.
She is beautiful.
Like, she has perfect features. But I just feel like it's just not working. And same with Jeremy. Like,
Jeremy's gotta go.
Send that man home.
Jeremy's gotta go. He's gotta go immediately. Go
when the boys saved him the other day, I was just like, I was screaming at my TV. I'm like, why are you saving Jeremy? He's been through three girls and he literally has no thoughts behind his eyes.
He loves like the next hot thing and then he moves on immediately. Like, it's like,
it's just not
like
working.
Be with them. No, it's like there's no emotional connection. You know what really was the straw that broke the camel's back for me? And maybe it's because I have a name that's sometimes hard for people to pronounce and whatever. But this new girl came in, beautiful. Her name's Alana, which I admit, like most of the time, it's probably Alana, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a unique name. And she's like, it's Alana. He's like, Alana? And she's like, Alana. And he's like, oh, Alana. Okay. And then the way he said it, I'm like, okay. And then later on in the conversation, he's like, yeah, like, I think Alana's cool. I'm like, no, you're done in my book.
Yeah, I just feel like
just learn how to pronounce her name.
No, it's nothing, you know, against him, but also it is against him because I feel like he doesn't put effort in. Like, even when he was with Trina, it's just like he's not trying to get to know her. He's not like trying to show her like anything. He did the same thing with who was he with next?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. And that was a little bit
more. I was gonna say that seemed more of a connection, a little bit.
But then even then, it was like, even when she left, he didn't seem like
Too brokenhearted.
And then he got with, what's her name? Genevieve right after.
Yeah, and there was nothing
between
there.
Did not care.
No.
It's just like, this man does not need to be on Love Island.
No, I think the only explanation is that they are all like, he's just one of their best friends.
He's one of the boys.
Exactly.
Because that's why the boys saved him.
Mm-hmm.
If it was up to the girls to save everyone, I don't know if they would have saved him. But maybe they like him too. Yeah, maybe there's something we're missing.
I don't know what we're missing. Let's just go over the main.
I'm like, two words for each character went off on Jeremy. Sorry, Jeremy. Well, I guess then just the main people. Like, Cache, love her to death. So funny. Definitely the funniest one on the show.
Yeah.
Great personality.
She's kind of bugging me, actually, lately.
No, this is what I was going to say about this episode. This last episode.
I really like her. I want to put that out there, but.
Yeah. She's been my favorite from the start. Like, she is, her jokes make me laugh.
Yeah. Her and Shannon together are a duo. They're cute. They're fun.
But Shannon and Cache, last two episodes have kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I this is where I may have an unpopular opinion. I know America doesn't like love Kira and Will together, but I personally do like them together. Maybe they shouldn't be on TV. They're not like TV great.
Yeah.
But I don't think that like their relationship is bogus, as I've heard some people
say. I think it's very real.
I love them as a couple. I think she's like such a sweetheart and she seems like she has like just such a great heart. And I honestly think he does too.
I do too.
Feel like he's getting like a weird rap for it.
I agree.
And when he was this last episode, when he was
talking to Trina.
Yes.
Oh, my heart literally broke.
Oh my gosh. And then even when he was talking to the group and he was saying, you know, I came into this really worried about my communication. I was like, I don't think people understand like how much of an obstacle that would be.
Definitely. Because like, he's from where? Colombia?
Yeah. Like, and English is not your first language.
No, there's a language barrier there. And he does seem like a sweetheart. I do like Will a lot. And that's where, like, I've loved Shannon and Josh from the start. I think they'll win. And I think they have, like, carried the weight of the show in a lot of ways.
He really surprised me. I did not like him the first episode.
Josh,
and then, now I love
him. Same. But I will say that that was the only thing that I was like, ugh. And even afterwards, when Kira was trying to talk to Shannon and she was just kind of like, I didn't say anything wrong. Like, I'm just like, can you let your guard down a little bit and just be like, I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well,
like, just admit some fault.
Even when they were, so if you don't know what we're talking about, they kind of had like, if you don't remember their little fight on the swing where she was basically going after Will for kind of hooking up with somebody in Casa Amor while her.
I think we need to stop talking about this.
What? I have something
I'm scared.
To say.
It's been so long.
No, this is the last thing I was going to say is that, when she was talking to him as well, like, I love her attitude. And she was like basically saying she doesn't respect Kira for not standing up for herself. And she was saying like, well, I just don't have patience for that. Like, I would not, you know, be able to respect my man if he did that. And I think that people in general just need to understand that like people have different personalities.
Yeah.
Like, people are saying, I don't like that people, that Kira didn't stand up for herself. She wasn't like telling him how it is. And I'm like, they had a very healthy conversation when he came home. He literally told her the truth right away. She was very understanding. She told him it made her upset and then they got over it.
Totally.
And it's okay that she's not like Shannon and yelling at him. It's like, Shannon has a very different approach to relationships than Kira
does. Yeah, she has a much more like bold, big personality, and that's perfectly fine for both of them. But it's not fine for her to insert herself and then be like, this is the way it should be handled for you. It's like, just let them do
exactly.
their thing.
You know, I want Corey to find love. This is the last thing I'll say, but I just don't know if it'll happen.
I know.
That poor
I kinda
man
love
just
him.
Keep taking L's. I love him.
I know.
He's so sweet.
He's so sweet.
But it's like him and Olivia have a thing, and now I feel like maybe he's
going to
ruin it with another girl, and then it's just, I don't know.
He'd be staying in the friend zone, though.
Yeah.
And if this is probably outdated now anyway, because you'll have seen so many episodes till this point. But okay. Wow. Well, you can go now.
Okay. My first current fave. Excuse me, it's the most like basic white girl thing I could possibly say. And you've probably seen these everywhere, especially if you live in Utah, is the Stanley 40 ounce stainless steel cups. Okay. They're like Hydro Flask vibes, but it has a straw, has a handle, fits in your cup holder. And they actually sell out very fast, but I got my hands on one. My sister-in-law had one and I was with her and I was like, okay, I just need to get one. She's like, well, they come out tomorrow. So get, you know, be on at the certain time. I ordered a couple and I love it. It keeps your drink cold. You can bring it anywhere. I don't feel like it's, I love the Hydro Flask, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like it's kind of bulky. Like it just.
It is. It doesn't always fit in the console or the.
Yeah. And they're easy to drop and it's just a big old thing. So I understand the hype behind the stainless steel Stanley cups. And then also we will be linking the stuff if you have like any items in the show notes. So if you want any of these things, we'll link them in the show notes so you can go click on it. But
love that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to try it out.
Yeah.
Okay, next up I have CrossFit. She's a CrossFit gal. So we've been doing CrossFit for a few weeks now, Leif and I. He's been actually going a lot. I've been trying to go like 3 times a week. And I really like it actually. I'm surprised with how much I like it. It was a little bit intimidating to me. But I wanted to say, just for anyone who maybe has like thought about being interested, but they are intimidated as well, you can modify so much. And it definitely depends on like the gym you're going to. But as long as you just like voice to your coach, like, hey, I'm just starting out and like, I'm a beginner. So I want to like maybe modify some stuff. They're so understanding and they're like, at least at the gym we've been going to, they're so cool. And they help you modify things for your like level, and it's a great workout. I definitely modify a lot of things, especially because I'm not trying to overexert my body, especially during this time while I'm going through some fertility stuff. But I did want to say that I actually had talked with my doctor and she said that she thinks CrossFit and like what I'm doing right now is actually great for like my personality and my lifestyle, because she was saying, I actually think for you to like just sit down and meditate might not even be as helpful as you would think it would, because you will just be like, you know, in your head a little bit too much. Like she's like, I think for you, you need to get
might
out.
Raise your stress levels.
She's like, I think for you, honestly, after knowing you, you need to get out and move. And so she said, I think it's great that you're doing that and just keep doing like at your comfort level, or, you know, at a level that's good for you. So I'm taking it easy. All my coaches at the gym know. And so they're really cool. And Leif's been going, he loves it, and it's been really fun. So I definitely like already feel myself like getting a little bit stronger even after just a few weeks, and I really like it.
Yeah.
So there's my fave.
I will say the first time I went to a CrossFit class, I was also very intimidated. And then as soon as I got there and like we got started, I'm like, oh, this is not scary.
No. But it is hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my second one is Chugi, some would say. Just kidding. This was on our Chugi episode that we were backing, is Lululemon. But you know what? They're popular for a reason.
They're some of these Chugi. I refuse.
No, I agree. So they have like biker shorts. I'm sure you guys have seen them on TikTok. You probably have a pair, but I don't know why I waited so long to try them out, because they are, I love Lululemon leggings, like the Align leggings.
So good.
And I don't really want to buy a ton of maternity clothes, because it's like, what, I'm going to wear it for 3 months, spend money on it, and never be able to wear it again. But something that has been fitting me was my Lululemon leggings. So I'm like, okay, I should just kind of maybe size up in Lululemon leggings, but then I can still wear it after and, you know, with a changing body. But I tried the biker shorts. I got like the 6-inch seam ones, and they are so comfortable.
Are they like the Align ones you said?
I think so. Or they're the Wonder Under, maybe.
Wonder Under. Okay. Never heard.
I want to say they are like the Align ones, but I'm not.
I like the
I'm
Align.
Not 100%. Yeah, the Align ones are really, really comfy. But these are so comfortable. I'm literally wearing them right now under this dress. again, my sister-in-law had on them in the navy color. And I was like, hey, those are so cute and like so flattering. And I need those. They look so comfortable. And also, again, it's very hot in LA right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be wearing leggings. I don't want to be wearing pants. And sometimes like waistbands are very uncomfortable for me. So because I have to like put them way under my stomach. Mm-hmm. So they've been a lifesaver. I tell Nick, I'm like, I have to come home and I can't wear them all day. I'll just wear them for like a couple hours because I want to wear them the next day. And mm-hmm. I just ordered a different color. But I also link those in the show notes as well if you guys want to use my link.
Nice. Are you tired of having some good hair days and then some bad hair days? Function of Beauty makes hair care products that are 100% customized to your needs so you can turn your good hair days into a good hair life. That sounds like heaven to me. So Function of Beauty is the world leader in customizable beauty, offering customized formulations for your hair's needs. Here's how to get started. You first take a quick but thorough quiz to tell them a little bit about your hair type. You know, if you have straight, wavy, curly, coily hair, and your hair goals, such as lengthen, volumize, or oil control. Also, if your hair kind of like switches it up as the seasons change, you can switch up your goals based on how your hair looks and feels, like based on the seasons. So, or you can keep your formula the same every time. Next, you're going to choose your color and fragrance, or you can go fragrance and dye free if that's how you roll. And then after the quiz, Function of Beauty will send you your 100% customized formula along with a regimen card with recommendations on when and how to use your products. I will say these products are super cute in the bathroom, very adorable, and we love a customized product.
Yeah, I've been using Function of Beauty for almost 2 years now, maybe even longer. Honestly, time flies when you're using an amazing hair product, you know what I mean? But it looks perfect in my pink shower. I love it. Nick actually uses it as well. And I tell him not to because it's my formula. It says Function of Chelsea on it, but he just can't resist because it also smells good. Function of Beauty also just launched their best in-class subscriber program, Function with Benefits. Subscribers get discounts on every order, a free treatment, hair mask, serum, or leave-in, every 4 orders, access to exclusive fragrances and colors, and early access to new products, and so much more. So turn your good hair days into a good hair life. Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to take your quiz and save 20% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid to let them know you heard about it from our show and go get your 20% off your order. functionofbeauty.com/whatwesaid.
Life is officially happening again, which means wearing real clothes is also happening again. So if you're anything like us, you've forgotten what getting dressed is like, or you have some events coming up, kind of blah, you know, feeling a little blah about your current wardrobe, or if you're finding your old reliables just aren't fitting the same way they used to, let us put you on to Nuuly, a monthly clothing rental subscription. So every Nuuly subscription includes your choice of any 6 styles that you want to rent each month. You choose whatever you want for whatever you have going on, totally up to you. You have access to thousands of styles from more than 100 brands, including everything from party dresses, premium denim, one-of-a-kind vintage pieces. They stock styles in a range of sizes from petite to plus sizes up to 5X plus maternity for our girl Chels. They also carry labels like For Love and Lemons, Love Shack Fancy, Lisa Says Gah, Free People, Anthropologie, and more. Fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, so there's no laundry for you to worry about, which I personally think is freaking amazing. The option to buy what you love at a discount, sometimes up to 75% off.
Also, Nuuly is fun, okay? Nuuly is designed to give you everything you need to get inspired, get creative, and explore your style. Check out new trends, silhouettes, and sizes without any commitments. Free your closet of only wore it once impulse purchases. I do have a lot of those. And buyer's remorse by renting them instead. Also, sustainability is important to Nuuly. Nuuly lets you love fashion in a way that's kinder on the planet. Orders are shipped in recycled, recyclable, and reusable totes with no plastic packaging. Clothes are cleaned using energy and water-efficient methods. And most importantly, styles are repaired and upcycled rather than thrown out, which is
amazing.
And yes, they do have maternity and post-maternity looks, which, like I just said, it's hard to find maternity clothes that you want to spend money on because it's like, well, I'm only going to wear these for a couple months.
This is a great option.
This is a perfect option. Nuuly is already a great value at $88 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code WHATWESAID20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code WHATWESAID20 at sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's with code WHATWESAID20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
My next fave is blue mascara.
Oh, yeah.
So
JC's been rocking the blue mascara.
Thank you. I've been inspired by my little angel, Sophia, on TikTok. She is a redhead and she always wears blue mascara. She has since like I first saw her TikTok. She would always wear them or wear it. And I was like, wow, it looks so good with the red hair. And I don't know if she has green eyes. But anyway, I just always thought it was so cute. And I was like, I need to try that. So I bought some blue mascara. It's by Benefit. And I put it on and I was like, wow, this is so fun. And I went, Leif and I went on like a date night and two different people were like, I love your mascara. And just in LA, like when we went to get ice cream and stuff. And I was like, wow, it's a crowd pleaser. And it's just something different, you know, something
fun.
It's fun. I never really experiment with my makeup. I do literally the same makeup routine every single day. And I love it. But it was just fun for like, I did a photo shoot with it the other day too. And it was nice to switch it up. So I'm loving the blue mascara look.
It is always fun to switch up your makeup look and do something different. Like even a new lip color where it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, maybe a brighter color or a brown or something where yes. You don't usually wear like the classics. It's fun. You feel like, okay, I'm a fun person.
Exactly.
Okay. My next one is a concept, okay, is Free People. I know like that's not anything new, but me and JC were recently talking about how like some, like throughout my life, like Free People is always there for me in the back. Like it's just waiting. And sometimes I have my moments with them and sometimes I don't shop there for months and months and months. But I feel like I can always count on going to Free People and like finding just comfy stuff. And I think especially because I've been trying to find comfier, flowier, you know, clothing items that fit me through all stages. And I found like a couple pieces. I found these pants and then I found this cute hat and this dress. And I just kept finding thing after thing. And I'm like, okay, now I'm obsessed with Free People and I want to shop here all the time. But this is just a real shout out to Free People. And they have really cute stuff right now. I feel like it's...
They go through phases for
yes,
sure.
Especially Outer Banks. Like Sarah Cameron always wears Free People. And I feel like it's like influencing this generation to like be reminded of Free People even more so. Because sometimes I'll go like from Free People to Urban. And like then I feel like Urban right now is just like not hitting for me.
I agree. I went on Urban the other day and I didn't find anything.
No. Like I'll go there for shoes, maybe like sneakers. But even then Free People has cute shoes right
they
now.
They do
like
have cute shoes.
Boots, cute sneakers. It's just all around. I just love it.
Love that for you. Next up, as much as I want to gatekeep, I'm here to spill the tea. My new favorite film camera. So this is the film camera that I used to take Chelsea's pregnancy announcement photos. A lot of my recent photos, like my Dolce & Gabbana brand posts that I did, and a lot of the photos on my feed, honestly, recently. So Tyson is the one who put me on. And
our Balanced Boss photos are taken on that, right?
Yeah, a lot of them
are. Of our merch,
yeah. So basically, it's called the Canon 3. And it is a film camera, but you can use your DSLR lenses on it. So I can use like my 50 millimeter, my 16 to 28. Is that the one? Yeah. 24? Guys, I haven't done photography in so long.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, sometimes you'll ask life questions where I'm like, I swear you used to know the answer to that. Like, I swear
totally.
You used to know that.
Definitely. No, it's so weird for me. I've just like, haven't been the one doing photography in so long that I'll forget just like simple concepts where I'm like, oh, should I like, you know, change the shutter speed to whatever. I just think things. I'm like, this was like second nature to me at one point.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, mostly people are taking photos of me, which is very weird. So I've been kind of getting back to taking more photos and it's been
back
fun.
Back to her roots.
Yeah. I've been taking photos of Tyson for his Instagram and stuff. Obviously took those photos for you. And it's been fun to get back into photography a little bit more. So this camera is just so cool because it's like almost a mix of digital and film. Like you kind of, in my opinion, sometimes you can't tell what it's taken with. Like when I see these photos taken with this camera, I don't know if it's digital or film because it has like filmy tones. But then it's like the depth of field gives me digital vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's just a new favorite of mine. I really love it. I've been like putting my, like I said, my like DSLR lenses on it for a little bit more of like a professional look. But it still gives you the film vibe because you're putting film in it. So I've been loving that recently. I've been taking most of my recent photos with that.
Yeah, they're really pretty.
Yeah.
They're like crisp.
Yeah.
Crisp but filmy.
Exactly. More crisp than a point and shoot, like my contacts, which is fun for little, you know, out and about. But anyway, I love it.
I love it too, because you can take pictures of me on it. And actually, that's great. I'm going to refer people to that, because people ask me all the time what film, or if I use an edit on my photos. And sometimes I use my film camera, but like those ones, mm-hmm. for example, were taken on your camera. Mm-hmm. So yeah, listen to her. Don't ask me anymore. Just kidding. Okay. My next one is also a makeup one. Also to your blue mascara, not also to the film camera. Okay. Charlotte Tilbury lip combo. So this is like the only, I guess, lip combo I've really used that I've really liked. It's the lip liner from Charlotte Tilbury, like the Lip Cheat lip liner, and the color is Super Size Me in the liner. And then Superstar Lips, it's like their lip glossy lipstick is what it's called. Their Superstar Lips. And then that's the shade Sexy Lips. And it's kind of like a red, like a muted red almost.
Yeah, which, it's really pretty.
If you would have told me like 2 years ago, I'd be wearing red lipstick.
But it's not like cherry red.
No. It's
more like a nude-ish red.
Yeah, it's a really pretty color. I love it. I feel like
it's a little bit more red and a little bit darker than the Pillow Talk.
Yes. And I love it. I feel like I don't know why I never lined my lips before. And again, you used to tell me all the time, like, oh, yeah, overline your lips or use liner. And I just like never did. I was always just wearing like lip gloss or chapstick. But it's like, I have lip filler. Well, maybe not right now, but there's still some in there. So I'm like, why don't I utilize lip liner? And really, it makes my lips look so much better.
It makes it look so much bigger. Yeah, like, it's like shocking. Fuller. If I do overline my lips and put lipstick and do the whole nine yards, like, I will get so many messages. Did you just get your lips done? They look so good. I'm like, nope. Just literally put lip liner
just
on.
Just liner.
It's so nice. I love it. Okay, my next thing is another beauty product. It's the Luxe Unfiltered Tanning Lotion. So this stuff I really like.
Tanning lotion?
Yeah, so it's more of like an everyday type of thing that you would do, like you could literally wear it every day because it's really natural, but it definitely does give you color, but it's not as dark. It's not going to look like you got a spray tan. It's just going to like, you know, give you a little bit of color. So I really like it. It's, from what I understand, like very clean ingredients. I believe it's like pregnancy. Actually, I'm pretty much positive. It's like pregnancy safe, like very just clean. And it's very like aesthetically beautiful. The woman who like founded it, her name is Sivan. I hope I'm saying her name correctly, but she is like an influencer and a blogger. And I'm sure you guys have seen it on Instagram, honestly. But anyway, I just really like this company. Honestly, I love their other body lotions as well, just like their normal lotion and their tanning drops for the face. And so, you know, I always say I have different tanning products for different circumstances. And this is a really great, like, everyday tanning situation where it doesn't smell like tanning stuff. You can put
it on
after the shower and you're going to like in a few hours, your legs will just like have some color to them or wherever you put it. And then the tanning drops are also like very subtle but I know a difference. Like if I put them on at night and then I wake up, I know I'm like, oh, I look like good.
Yeah.
Because I put tanning drops on last night. Not streaky, but you do have to make sure you're like blending it well with your hands in circular motions. You don't want to do straight like this. You want to really get in there circularly and make sure that you, I still don't like to put a ton on like my elbows, knees, ankles. Like you could get a little bit darker there if you go too hard, but I feel like it's pretty like foolproof and I just really like it. I think
you know
it's a
what
great tanning
I
product.
Haven't gotten in like forever is a spray tan.
Me neither.
Like when you said that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that seems like a past life. I love spray tans.
Me neither. I know. They really are so nice.
Okay. The next one that I have is something I've said before on this podcast, and it's not groundbreaking, but matcha with oat milk. And I like to use the Art of Tea matcha.
I wonder if we still have a code.
Yeah. If you want to, you can use the code what we said for 20% off if it still works. Art of Tea. But they have like matcha sticks that come like just individually packed, or you can get a can, like a little tin, I guess, of matcha. And I make it with oat milk. It doesn't really matter what oat milk. I'm not an oat milk snob. Some oat milks are cleaner than others, but you know.
But some taste better.
Yeah.
That aren't clean.
Yeah. And then I recently started, JC actually had some like cinnamon nut pods creamer. If you guys don't know nut pods creamer, it's like a nut-based creamer basically, but if you pretty much get it anywhere. And she had the cinnamon one that we used in chai a while ago. And I started using it in my matcha. I bought it's like a cinnamon swirl flavor. And it makes matcha like a little bit cinnamony. Mm-hmm. And it's so good. But anyways, I get asked about matcha all the time. And I know JC has one of these on her current faves too. So maybe you can follow up with yours right after this. But I use a little frother. It's like a $30 one from Amazon. It's just white. It just sits on your counter. And basically you just like set it to, if you want it to make it cold, if you want to froth it, if you want to heat it up. And I mix it in there, or I use my little matcha whisk. And then you can just add it ice and you have a little matcha latte at home.
I love that. Yeah, one of my favorites is making matcha in my blender, which I've talked about a little bit on my vlogs. It's just so easy and I feel like it's almost a hack. Like it's just, it's way easier to me and less like time consuming kind of to make matcha. So I've been using matcha sticks too. Just like, unfortunately, I gave all my matcha, my Art of Tea matcha, which like you and Beth both say is like the best matcha ever. I gave it to Beth because I wasn't really a matcha person at this time. Yeah. So when I got it, I was like, oh, you can have it. You literally drink matcha every day to Beth or however often she does. So I was like, you can have it. And then I started to like love matcha and I'm like, oh, well, whatever. So this other company actually sent me their matcha and I really like it. It's the brand Peak or PK. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, but basically I just put the little matcha stick in there, like, you know, the powder with oat milk and just blend it up and then pour it over ice. And then I put creamer in it. I've been using some coconut creamer and it reminds me of the Sun Life one. And it's really, really good. So I also want to say it's so interesting how you really can acquire a taste for something, because when I first had matcha, I thought it was disgusting. I really did. Like I drank it and I was like, ew, that is grass. Like I also put honey in my matcha like every time. So I still like it to be a little bit sweet, but not too sweet. So I just put a little bit in there. But I don't know if I would like it if it was legitimately just matcha and like a clean oat milk. Like I feel like with creamer, with some cinnamon on top and with honey, I love it. So I don't know. Maybe I'm not a true matcha lover.
You know, you gotta get there slowly.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say the blender is great too for people who are getting into matcha because it is time consuming. And some people, like I, for example, love the routine of making matcha with a whisk. And like, but that is time consuming because you do, like, I'll take a teaspoon of, or whatever, of water, like a fourth cup water with a teaspoon of whatever. Then you have to mix that. And then I have to mix that into the milk. And then I froth the milk separately, add it together. So it is kind of a huge thing. Yeah. And when we made it with the blender, it was so fast.
That was so fast.
So if you are like just wanting to get into matcha and like that's an amazing hack.
Yeah.
To blend it up.
I just have realized I'm the most impatient person on earth. Yeah. Like I can't be bothered to do things that are just like, it's so bad. It's like I want to enjoy the moment more, but I just like want to get things done quickly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something I'm working on, but I do like making the matcha in the blender. Do you want to go next?
There's just something about like a morning drink.
There really is.
Like, I'm sorry, the water's just not cutting it for me in the morning anymore. I need a matcha. I need like a chai. I need like something.
Yeah. Did you fall off the chai train shortly after you got it?
Yeah, it was giving me heartburn.
Oh, shoot.
So, because it was like kind of spicy. So matcha just made me feel a little bit better. But
dang.
My next thing is just favorite restaurants in LA. So I'm going to name a few. One that we've been going to, I went to today, is Gracias Madre. It's definitely a little, most of these are pricier because these are like vegan restaurants in LA that are, I don't want to say nicer. Yeah, like all vegan, but they're like higher scale, I guess. Not the typical like $7 dish is what I mean. Like you're going to be paying like upwards of $20 for something, $17, $18. Gracias Madre, so good. Me and JC went there a couple nights ago. Then I begged Nick to go back because I wanted the bowl again. It's their Uno bowl. But it's really good vegan Mexican food. Another really good place in LA is Sun Cafe. And it's like very, not raw. It's definitely not raw because they definitely cook stuff, but really clean ingredients.
Yeah.
There are some vegan places where it's like vegan fast food and it's definitely not any cleaner than any other restaurant. But Sun Cafe, so good, so fresh. They have amazing... They don't try and like do alternatives. They just make things as they are, which I love. They have great nachos, great like mac and cheese. And then Taco Vega is another place that we've been going recently. It's another like kind of beach taco place, reminds me, like beachy, you know?
Yes.
Has burritos, bowls, tacos. So good. Nick loves it too. And that's how you know.
It's really good. Vegan. The horchata is next level. You gotta go and get the horchata, guys. It's so good. It's like the creamiest thing ever.
Oh, it's so good. So much cinnamon. Ugh,
I'm trying to get that again soon.
You know what else? I was going to say By Chloe, but they closed.
They closed. I'm pissed.
Like, they're renaming it Beatnik.
Wait, what?
Like, they're rebranding because of, like, legal something.
The whole, like franchise?
Yeah, all By Chloe's. So they're getting rid of them.
Beatnik?
It's called Beatnik.
Okay.
I don't know if they're opening, like, I don't know if they're reopening
in that
place.
They must be reopening again, and I guess.
I've been wanting to go.
Yeah.
I'm pissed about it, actually.
Dang.
But anyways, then there's also, this is more of a dessert place, and they actually have it in Arizona as well, but Cinnaholic has vegan cinnamon rolls that are the best vegan cinnamon rolls I've ever tasted.
Bomb.
Ever. They're so good.
You gotta go there soon.
Literally, let's go tonight, honestly.
I'm down.
But yeah, that's just a couple of them. I mean, my favorite ones that if you're in LA, it's like if you want to go spend a little bit more money and get a really good vegan meal, go check those out. Those are my favorite, like top favorites.
You know what also?
What?
I'm ready to say something.
Okay.
I was thinking about how, so I just made a TikTok about how, it's hard to explain the trend, but basically I was like $15 green juices, like saying I pay for expensive drinks all the time, like in LA. And people love to like,
shame
hate
you
on that. Like there's like really like $10 for a juice, $15 for a juice. Let us remind you, and I'm not saying that maybe these people don't either, but neither of us drink alcohol.
Yeah.
And alcohol is so expensive.
Oh my gosh.
And I just think about like all my friends or like people that I know that drink and go out to dinner and have all these bottles of wines and stuff. And I'm like, I'm sure I'm fine with my $10 green juice once a week. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also, it depends where you live.
By the way, I'm not shaming you at all. I'm just saying like people
always. To each their own.
Yeah, I'm just saying people always talk about how like that's so crazy to buy like green juice for that expensive. And I'm like kind of thinking, but I have saved so much money by never drinking alcohol.
Yeah, it's true. And I was about to say, and like I didn't drink coffee, but I did start drinking coffee a couple years ago, so. I'm not saving any money there. I also miss coffee. I have not had a sip of coffee since I've been pregnant. You're allowed to have caffeine, by the way. I don't want like people to get that mixed up. You're allowed to have like under 200 milligrams, they say.
That's stay literally under that. So much caffeine.
So much. I'm That's shook. Like two Celsiuses. But I haven't had any Celsius or coffee just because, I don't know. I've just been sticking with matcha because it has like 60 milligrams. I'm like, okay, I know I'm safe at that point, but
definitely.
I know people do different things, but. Just a fun little
PSA. I've realized that my body cannot handle very much caffeine. Even from matcha, I get shaky. Like, I haven't
You get shaky from matcha?
Yes, very shaky.
You're like, kidding.
If I have it on an empty stomach, for sure, I've been trying really hard. Oh, like,
empty stomach, that's a no-go.
But yeah, I will get like energized like big time from...
Shaky? Yeah, wow.
From matcha even.
I'm like, you're a freak.
No, it is kind of odd, honestly. But I don't drink that much.
You're caffeine sensitive. It depends. Depends on how long it's been since I've had some.
Yeah.
But like when I drink it the same thing every morning.
When I would
shaky.
Drink a full Celsius, I was actually crazy. Like I would be shaking and like just bouncing off the walls. Like kind of scared me. I'm like, I need to relax.
No, same.
Okay. My next favorite is acupuncture. So I have been going to acupuncture. I've only been twice at this point. When you're hearing this, I'm trying to go weekly. So I'm going for fertility and also just for like overall wellness and stuff. It has a ton of health benefits. It actually is like said to be able to help with like allergies and asthma and like a ton of different stuff. But right now I'm focusing on like going for fertility purposes. So the acupuncturist is really amazing. She's super cool. And I was kind of terrified of acupuncture just because like you're getting needles poked in. If you don't know what acupuncture is, look it up. It's like these like really small needles placed in certain areas to like, you know, all whatever. Just look it up. But it is really an interesting experience. And I'm someone who, first of all, this actually has shown me that I need, right after I said like, I shouldn't meditate. But it's like, it shows me how I'm never still. That's what this experience has shown me. Mm-hmm. And it almost like scared me. I'm like, I need to like relax a little bit more because it is such a foreign feeling to me.
Do they play music or is it like silence?
Yeah. So they play like, it's kind of like getting a massage. Like there's just like relaxing music in the background. So the first time I went, it was just the relaxing music in the background. I kind of fell asleep a little bit at one point. I kind of like dozed off. But you lay there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And just nothing. Like... And after about 20.
How long does it take them to like put all of the needles in? Or
literally
pins?
1 minute.
Oh, it's so then they so just leave fast, you alone?
And they just leave you alone.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so they leave you alone. And she actually, there's a little button, like a little remote thing that she like puts in your hand while you're laying there. So you could push it at any time if you're like feeling uncomfortable or like a needle's hurting you or you're antsy or anything like that.
What if you have to sneeze?
I don't think that would be horrible. Would it hurt you? I don't know. I didn't have that experience
yet. Why don't you think about that next time?
Yeah. That's great for me trying to relax. But yeah, it kind of freaked me out, just the concept. But I have to say, it is very like deeply relaxing and meditative. So the second time, what I was going to say is after 20 minutes, I think, I'm just guessing based off of like when she comes in, like after 20, 25 minutes, I start getting a little bit antsy where I'm just like, okay, is she going to come back in? Even though I'm enjoying it, I'm just like kind of get this weird like
the lights claustrophobic. Go off, they just go home.
Yeah, I get this weird kind of claustrophobic feeling where I'm like, wait, like, am I close to done? I don't know. But like I said, I could push the button at any time. So it's not really a huge concern. But the second time I went, I listened to a guided like a fertility meditation where it's just kind of all about visualization. And it's just very like a positive, I don't know, meditation where they're just like, you know, like think about this and, you know, tell yourself that you can become pregnant. And it just gives you really positive feelings. So I really enjoyed that a lot more actually. And I think I'll do that from now on. Like I just put my AirPods meditation. In and yeah, just listen to a meditation. Like there was at one point she's like, imagine you're on the beach and like you're watching the prettiest sunset. I'm like, I am in heaven right now. Yeah. Like this is so nice.
I love guided meditations. It's like honestly the best part of Spotify, I feel like. It's just such a gift. They're free.
Yeah, they're free. So I did that. I just literally looked up fertility meditation on Spotify. And just did one of those. I also asked for recommendations, but I haven't gone through. I didn't have enough time before my actual appointment to like go through the list. So I'll have to do that too. But yeah, I've really been enjoying it and I'm excited to hopefully see some of the benefits of it. So
yeah,
stay tuned.
I want to try it. It sounds so like I was actually telling JC, I was looking into this at the beginning of my pregnancy when I was super, super sick. Not people on Instagram, but like people I knew were like, maybe you should try acupuncture. Like I've heard it can actually really help with morning sickness and just help balance you out. And I was like kind of nervous. I was like, I don't know. Like I'm into all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely into it. Like I definitely believe in it, but I was like a little bit. I don't love needles.
Yeah.
Like I hate getting my blood drawn and I just hate needles in general. And I was like, I'm kind of scared. But now that
they're so done tiny.
I've you're giving me bravery.
But they
I'm
are.
Like, if you can do it, I for sure can do it.
Cool.
No, I'm just kidding.
Though the needles are very tiny and some of them I don't even feel them going. Like I literally don't even know she placed them.
Does it feel good or does it feel weird?
When she's placing them, it's a little bit like, oh, like a tiny poke, but like not as bad as getting your blood drawn at all. Like not even close.
My gosh.
What?
I just remember the time. Like, remember how, did you put on your vlog or TikTok that like they couldn't find your vein when you went to get your blood drawn?
I put it on TikTok.
There was one day where I got my blood drawn 4 times that day, every hour. Like, for 3 hours, like once, twice, 3 times, 4 times. And it was horrible. And like my arms were bruised. Like
it's horrible.
I hate that.
I hate that. I hate so needles. I hate much. Blood.
Anyways, okay. My next one is podcasts. And my favorite podcast. Some of mine are a little bit more, you know what? I'm going to stop doing disclaimers. First of all, is a true crime one. It's called Murder with My Husband.
Interesting.
And I actually think they're in Utah. It's a girl and her husband, obviously. And she tells the true crime story. And her husband hates true crime, but he's like there. And
oh, that's cool.
Like kind of ask questions and like crime junkie, but not scripted.
Love that.
And their dynamic is good. And she does a ton of research. And she basically just like will tell these true crime stories. And I really liked it. But anyway, shout out to that podcast. Morning Toast, we talk about all the time. Love Jackie and Claudia. Like, I forgot that Jackie follows me on Instagram and she commented congrats on my pregnancy post. And I was like, I was like fangirling. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was like, wait, I think she follows me. I forgot that she like followed me on Instagram. And I showed Nick, and Nick also loves Morning Toast. He thinks they're so funny. And he was like, oh my gosh, she commented like more. I was just like, that just made my whole day. Like she's like, congrats, like a heart. I'm like,
I love them.
I'm fangirling. Yeah, I love them. They're so funny. I listen every day. Like I said, I don't even watch some of the shows they talk about, but I can listen to them talk about anything.
I know.
And their dynamic is so funny.
My insecurity got the best of me when I said we should stop talking. I get scared that people are just like if they don't care about the show we're watching, they'll just like stop listening to the podcast because
they just give up forever.
Not forever, but I'm just saying to the episode. Like if we're talking about something for 15 minutes, they're just like, I don't care. Like I guess they could just continue to fast forward, but I could just see people being like, okay, you're annoying and just getting off. But you can't please everyone. You got to talk about what you like. So I should just stick to it.
Yeah, like I just love their like sister dynamic. Like even when some of the things that they say to each other just make me laugh because it's something like me and my sister would say to each other where—
Yes.
I think it was today Jackie was saying, like going on and on, or they were talking about Love Island actually. And Jackie was kind of done talking and wanted to move on. And Claudia was like, well, one more thing about Love Island. And she was talking. And then Jackie continued the conversation. And Claudia's like, I think we should get into the stories now. And Jackie was like, she's like, I tried to do that, but you're the one who kept going on. And Claudia's like, Jackie, this is not a personal attack. I just think that we should move on to the next topic. And just made me laugh. I love them. And also it's on every day. Love the content.
Yeah,
I love the amount of content. And then the last one is BFFs with Dave Portnoy, Josh Richards, and Brianna.
Brianna Chicken Fry.
Yeah.
What an unexpected trio.
Yeah, they are so funny together. Like, I've just watched some of Dave's pizza reviews that have been really funny. And he just like doesn't give an F.
Yeah.
You just got to respect someone who just doesn't give an F. And it's just like such a funny dynamic because they have on like Bretman Rock. I watched the episode and it was so funny. And like Jeffree Star and just like random people that you're just like, what are these people doing together?
Yes.
Like a TikToker, like a 40-year-old CEO of a company, and Brianna, who's like a Gen Z or
a TikToker as
well. Like a TikToker, like young girl who's a little older than Josh, but younger than Dave.
Yeah, it is funny.
But it's a good, like pop culture podcast, actually. I think it's kind of replaced my Frenemies.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. I'm at a point now, though, where I'm like, don't even care about it. Like, I used to be like so sad. I was like, that's so sad that it's not on. But like now I'm just like, I don't care. Like, even if they came back on
moment
with
of
it,
silence, but I would moving just be like, on. Eh.
Which is weird. It's kind of scary how fast you can just move on from something. Okay. My next one is the Living Proof dry shampoo.
Shook. Yeah. I saw you post about that.
I'm shook at how well it works. I feel like dry shampoo is really hit or miss. Like a lot of it, you know, works. But like this one, I was like, what the? This works. Like I put it in. So first of all, I don't know. Maybe I've been using dry shampoo wrong this whole time. And that's why. But it says like spray it in there and then leave it for like 30 seconds and then massage it in. I always just like spray and then just go like that. But this one I sprayed in, I left for 30 seconds and then I kind of like massaged my head or whatever, massaged it in. And my hair legitimately looked clean and felt clean. Like it wasn't—
That is hard to come by with
dry
shampoo.
It's hard to come by. Like I think it is actually the best dry shampoo I've ever used. I don't know if it's just for my hair. I know everyone has different hair, but I love dry shampoo because I hate having to wash my hair a million
times.
Especially
with extensions.
Especially with red hair, it fades. So it's like, I just want to minimize having to wash it, honestly, as much as possible. And with like working out recently, I'm just like, I need a good dry shampoo. And I am so happy I found it. So Living Proof, they actually had sent it to me and I really love it. So I posted it the other day and we'll link it again. It's really good.
I need that. I have, I bought one from like Walgreens. I don't remember the brand and it was horrible. It made me look like I had lice. But I won't say the brand because I don't remember it. Not that I'm trying to lead you guys astray. But okay, my next one is the cutest phone case I found. It's like iconic. It's just everything. And it's the What We Said awesome phone case in blue. I'm not kidding though, actually. Like I was kind of trying to be funny, but I actually love this phone case so much.
Same.
I've had it on for months. And it's like a bumper. I drop my phone and I just always know it's not broken.
Yeah. It's honestly a great phone case. Like it's not shiz quality.
It's comfy. And you know what else? If you're a TikToker and you want to put it on things like on small
it doesn't
surfaces,
slip.
Doesn't slip off.
100%.
It sticks to it because of the like way that it's built, I guess. But the amazing thing is you can buy our phone cases right now on www.shop.dearmedia.com/whatwesaid. And get yourself a phone case.
Yeah.
And we have it for Samsung and for iPhone. So
I've had mine on for months too. And people will ask me, you know how I know the merch is good is when random people are like, where's your phone case from? I'm like,
it's
you know
mine.
What I mean? That's not like a fan or someone who knows of the podcast. I was wearing my merch in one of my latest TikToks and someone's like, where's your shirt from? It's like, ooh, this makes me excited to be like,
ooh,
this is
it's
my podcast.
Mine.
Yeah. Okay, I'm debating. I have two left and I'm only going to share one of them. And I'm debating which one.
Just do them both quick.
Okay, I'm a basic B, Erewhon. It's, you guys, like, ugh, I hate to be this person.
You need to explain what it is because I don't feel like people who don't live in LA know what that is.
So Erewhon is a very fancy and definitely overpriced grocery store in LA. But the thing about it is
it's like Whole Foods on steroids.
It's Whole Foods on steroids. It is like it's an experience. It really is. Like you walk in there, it's satisfying AF. Like in all of the aisles are like, everything's perfect. Like there is nothing out of place and everything is like color coordinated. Like,
it's like, who works there that they, as soon as you take something off the shelf, it's replaced.
No. Yes. And today, I went there today. It's right next to the place that I go for acupuncture. So it's like legitimately 1 second away from it. So I've been going a little bit more often when I go there. But there was someone in there today. I was in the skincare aisle. And there was a lady in there that was working with like a feather, like a duster thing. And she was like dusting everything and like making sure everything was perfect. So there definitely are people going around and making sure it's like
perfect. Would you go there for groceries or you just go there to get food?
No. I would, because it would be no joke, $800. Like, it's so expensive. I'm trying to like think of price points to like give you an example or to give people an example.
Well, you said your Aceable is $20.
Yeah. It was like $18 with tax. So yeah, like $20. And like the matcha, probably, I don't know, $10 or something. Like it's just, everything's just exponentially more expensive than like anywhere else. Even in LA, it's just expensive. So I definitely have, I've never grocery shopped there. Like I've gone to get a few things and it's
like
always,
snacks.
Yeah, I've gone to get a few snacks, a few drinks, and it's always over $100 to get just a few things.
Sheesh. I actually haven't been there in a long time. Like I never go down there.
Yeah.
Not down there. I don't even know if it's up or down or west or east, but.
You should go soon because.
You should have gone recently. You should have gone. Chance.
No, today I was like looking at all the salads. They had a vegan Caesar salad. It looked so good. Ooh. Like they have.
I want to try their bowl. That blue bowl looked so good.
We have to go. We have to go soon. It was so good. Like,
let's go to Cineholic tonight.
Okay.
Erewhon tomorrow.
I'm down. Honestly, I'm like, you know, I need to just own my basic LA.
Spending habits.
Like, I need to own it.
Yeah.
I need to stop hiding behind it.
It's a choice and to each their own, okay?
Exactly. It's like,
I feel the same way about vegan food. I'm like, I will pay a pretty penny for vegan food to enjoy this food.
Right. And I make fun of myself and I do sometimes. I'm like, that's a bit much. But at the same time, I'm like you said, it's a choice and I'm consciously making it. So why am I like putting disclaimers every time? It's like, whatever, I'm just going to pay $16.
Well, just
because
you do, it doesn't mean that anybody else has to if they don't want to.
True.
Okay. My next one is my favorite shoes recently. So I have these from Alohas, the company Alohas. JC has a couple pairs of shoes from them as well. They're like a sustainable brand. They have really cute boots. I don't know if you've seen on my Instagram, I have like two-tone purple boots. They're so cute. They're from Alohas as well. Cute. I have like a couple pairs of heels from them, but they have these Birkenstocks. They're black and white. Again, they'll be linked in the show notes so you can get the specific ones. They're so comfortable. They're like platform, so they're flattering and I've just been wearing them all summer and I can slip them on with anything. And also, my classic Reebok sneakers. Reebok actually has like some cute colors right now. They have like a light blue one. They have yellow ones. They have pink ones. They're just a great sneaker. I feel like that I literally, any outfit I put on, I'm like, okay, these match perfectly.
I need to get some because I feel like the only white sneakers I have right now are my Air Force Ones. And I'm kind of just like, this is not the vibe for a lot of my outfits.
Honestly, Free People has cute sneakers like Reeboks. Really? But Reebok has really cute colors right now. They have like some pink ones that are cute. Like just the pink, not all pink. You know what I mean? They're just like white, like or pink stripes kind of.
Okay. Accents. I'm going to look into that. Well, that was it. My that was one that I didn't share was reading. And I just feel like we don't need to go into that. It's obvious. And I have a new book that I'm going to be starting, but I haven't started it yet. So I don't want to tell you guys about it. I'll tell you guys about it next week.
When it happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my last one's very quick. It's BFB, Barefoot Blonde. Hair extensions. I have their fill-ins. They're like 18 inch, I think. And then I also just got their seamless wefts, I think they're called. The 21 inch ones. That's what I wore for like my maternity shoot. And I was kind of scared it was going to be complicated to put in, but I love them. And I love that.
They look very thick and voluminous.
And they come with so much hair. I love them. They're really soft as well. And yeah.
Shout out to our girl, Amber.
Shout out to Amber. Love all her hair products, honestly.
CEO queen. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to our top 10 favorites. More like 20 favorites, am I right?
Yeah.
We love you guys. Go follow our Instagram at What We Said Podcast if you want to stay updated on everything. And have an amazing Tuesday. We love you. And that's what we said. Goodbye.